Hey, good morning, folks. Eddie Fury of you, and with me right now is the Village of Port St. Lake's own Brian Moran Jr. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did, sir.
And the quiet one next to you is the main boss of the family also.
Yes.
Your lovely wife. What's her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay. So how you guys doing? Good?
Good. Good.
So the Village of Port St. Lake, now you've been a lifelong resident of Port St. Lake?
Yep, I've lived here my whole life.
And we're just telling off the air that your family owns the Port St. Lake Party Store, the one at the south end of Port St. Lake there. How many years has that been there now?
Oh, it's been quite a few. My grandpa owned it originally, probably about 30 years ago or 35 years ago, and then my dad took over after my grandpa retired. So
I think, now was it there in the 80s?
Yep, that's my grandpa owned it.
Late 70s, early 80s.
I might have. It was in the 80s, I think.
Okay, I remember because when I was a kid, when early days of the Port St. Lake Fest and all that, there was just a field there right next to the where they stored boats and all that there. And I remember as a kid, I had to work the little game section there after my paper route because I had the largest paper route at the time. I took over from Eric Willis and Jason Willis. Did the combined paper route. Delivered the paper to probably about 75% of the town.
Right.
And then I left, you know, moved to Decker, and I came back, whoa, there's a building there. And that was the party store.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's my grandpa originally built it, and then my dad took over for him after that. So.
And it was right, and it's right next to the old building that used to be a bait shop or whatever else it wanted to be at the time. So
many, many different things that building next door has been too.
And for full disclosure, I found out that you went to school to with some of my cousins, Fortunax, Wally. That's my Uncle Wally, and then Regina and Derek, right?
Yep. So. Yeah, Regina graduated with me, so.
And my Uncle Wally just had a birthday, so not too long ago, so. So you and my cousin went to the same school at CPS.
Yep.
And Tiffany, your wife, went to CPS.
Yep, so. She graduated just a couple years before me.
So just stayed local, right? Before you?
Yes.
You say before? She's older?
Yes, a little
bit. Whoa, good job.
A little bit.
So, and what do you do now?
Well, I work at the San Lake County 911 Center. I'm also on San Lake Ambulance, and I mow lawns with my brother at Doug's Lawn Care, and then I'm also on the fire department as well in Port St. Lake. So.
A lot of activities. A
couple things.
You stay pretty busy. Do you have time for Tiffany?
Yes, we make time.
It's the same thing with my wife. She's a nurse, and I do this, so her hours are different. So that one day that we get together, we just like spend all day and say, hey, nice seeing you.
Yeah.
The more time apart, you miss your significant other more. So you stay together long. You just don't have time to have a side business, you know, of other ladies like I do. Just friends. So the Village of Port St. Lake, lifelong resident. And this is my boyhood home when I moved up from Texas. I lived in there for several years before I moved away, but always visited, and always my favorite times of the year was during the summer. Mm-hmm. It was the 4th of July celebration. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten bigger and bigger now, where it just used to be the parade and then fireworks.
Right.
Now you're filling in special activities to keep people there all day, and there's a lot of things going on. Yep. We're kicking off, of course, in the morning, and then the parade will start at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
So I like how you planned it away from the Lexington time of 11 a.m. You try to pull some folks from there to come into Port St. Lake.
Yep. Yeah, before it started about the same time as Lexington. So then when my wife and I took over for it a couple years ago, we decided maybe move it back an hour so that when the people that from Lexington could come back to Port St. Lake, and then they could, you know, enjoy both festivities at the same time instead of having to rush from one to the other. And we get people from the other one. You know, there's fire departments that come, there's floats that come, especially being political years and stuff. They always come, you know, the people that come.
They don't have to choose now.
Exactly. Yeah. They can actually come to both, and which is nice. I mean, kind of break it up a little bit. And then as far as the fireworks, they do the same thing. Lexington has ours on Friday night. We have ours on Saturday. That's been a thing that the villages have both worked together on, which is really good, so that people can enjoy both the fireworks as well.
Every year you guys flip-flop days, right?
Yep. Yeah, usually the villages work, you know, talk to each other, and they say, well, we want to do ours on this day, or if one chooses, the other one chooses the other one. They're really good about that, so they don't have them. It's the same company that does it, so the company comes up and they do one, and then they stay and do the next one. So,
and they'll spend the whole week in there and enjoying the lake shore here. So
exactly.
As a boy also, you know, I enjoyed the parade. That's the big deal. And I think it's traditionally they're all still going to line up where I was an altar boy at, right?
Yep. Yeah. We still line up at the Methodist church, or not the Methodist church, sorry, the Catholic church there in the west end of town.
It's okay. You're forgiven. The Catholics are easy to forgive. So we're pretty easy.
Yep. Yeah. We line up there. The parade route goes on to 46 down to the Four Corners. And then it goes south on 25 to Cedar Street, and then down to Lake Street, and then back north to the 46, up to the Four Corners, and then down to Huron Street. And ultimately, it's supposed to end at the Bark Shandy Community Center, but you know, on Huron Street's usually where it ends at. So there's lots of places for people to set up so they can watch the parade and, of course, get candy for the kids and see all the parade or the floats that we have.
Now, crossing my fingers, I'm going to try to Facebook Live this event too. You know, on their Sand Lake Broadcasting Facebook Live, depending on the cell signal in Port Sand Lake on the Lake Shore, it's pretty legendary of petering out in an emergency situation. What do you do, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
have a CB. So
ultimately, you can still contact 911 with us. You know, with your signal and with our technology nowadays, we can actually plot you out. So I mean, it will. We can get an idea.
Such your dispatch. Also, right. I just was just reading a story that now you can text 911.
Yep. So. Yeah, we just started that recently at dispatch, and hopefully that'll be able to help some people in situations where they're not able to call due to, you know, people either, you know, having them captive or whatever the case may be, that they can actually just text us, so it's a lot quieter. So.
No, I know that for the Port Sand Lake Fire Department, a longtime chief is Chief Thomas, right?
Well, he was the assistant chief.
Yeah.
Yep. Our.
But he's one of the longest serving Port Sand Lake Fire Department members.
Over 60 years, I think, is what he hit.
So. And will he be in the parade once again?
Oh, well, of course. Every year he always is. Every year he always gets to drive the new
biggest
truck.
One, right?
Yep. He always gets to drive the newest truck. Yep, we always let him drive that. And
I mean, are you going to say no?
Exactly.
at his
age and the calls that he shows up to our over 90-some% of the calls that we have. So
fantastic. And there's still always a need for volunteer firemen. Yeah. That's what you guys are, right?
Yes.
Well, they're all volunteers, a lot of training, extensive training. I noticed a beat-up vehicle in the front of the Port Sand Lake Fire Department. You guys practicing something there?
Yeah, we have to do training. We do one training episode a month. This one we just did the extrication, and then with the same vehicle we just actually with our own donation money acquired some airbags, so we're going to try that too. So
now, before the parade, is there anything going on before the start of the parade?
Yep, the Methodist Church has a strawberry social at their place. It starts at noon. Mm-hmm. So it's from noon to 2, and then they offer seating there as well in the church, so that if you do go there, you can actually just stay there and then watch the parade from the Methodist church too. So
where's the Methodist church located at?
The Methodist church,
being a Catholic, I don't know. So
just west of the Four Corners on 46 on the south side of the road. So
okay,
and there's parking there.
And then that's when whoever's going to be participating in the parade should start lining up. When do you want them in there to start?
1 o'clock is when we'd like them to line up. We have one of our firemen usually stand at the thing and direct or at the opening of the parking lot and direct people into the right spots. And we have our lineup, and then we'll take off from there with the VFW hopefully leading us off with the flag presentation and the band after that.
Yeah, so you're expecting some military, you know, any visits from Shriners maybe or anything like that? They're kind of iffy, aren't they?
Yeah.
You never know. They just show up in little cars like, oh, you're in it.
For a while there, they did show up with their little cars, but the past couple of years, they haven't been there. So,
is there going to be a highlight of the parade that we should be taking note of?
No, just...
very patriotic, right?
Very patriotic, you know. I mean, obviously, we usually have a really good show of... the businesses in the town, you know, show up there, and then a couple of political people, you know.
And I think the highlight is, of course, the candy. So
right, exactly. kids love the candy, you know. And
do you remember being attending parades as a kid? How about you, Tiffany? Yeah. I mean, was that how much did you attack the candy?
Oh, yeah.
Like a savage out there, you know.
Well, yeah. I really rode with my dad, you know, in the mm-hmm. in the parade in the fire truck, and that was my highlight. You know, I mean, I would rather do that, you know, and that's my kid's the same way. Our kid, you know, he's 9 years old and he loves that.
Well, Donnie Senior Thomas's grandkid. I'm good friends with Connor, and Donnie Junior was the all-time quarterback, full-time quarterback for the kids in the village also.
Oh, yeah.
And Connor still says, he goes, that's still my highlight, you know.
Yep.
And you know, I get to ride in the fire truck.
Don still takes him down. He goes down to Lexington first, and then he comes back. So you got to make both of them, you know.
Well, so I always make my stop there at Chief. Well, I call him still Chief.
Right.
Chief Thomas's house, and I stop by and say hello because I know that truck is going to roll up and pick up the kids and then take off. So
yep. Every year he has a party at his house as well.
Yes. So, yes. Yeah. So.
Tons of people.
Now, speaking of party, there'll be a lot of celebrations after the parade.
Yep.
So, be a lot of activities throughout the village. If you're hungry also, all the downtown restaurants will be open. There'll be food served, but also the Sandlot County Historical Society will have many events going on, right?
Yeah, they have a barn theater who's got their presentation.
Do they have performances now through the weekend too, right?
They have them periodically throughout the summer. Yeah. And at the museum there, they have they're showing, and then they have carriage tours to throughout the town too. So there's a carriage that goes there, and they can take you through downtown and show you, you know, the different places and stuff.
That's going to be a great place to cool off, because you know it's going to be hot and humid this weekend. So Port Sanlac, you know, has that beautiful beach and brick wall. So make sure you visit after the parade also and enjoy the scenery there.
Yeah, and they sell on Golden Pond is the what the barn theater is going to have this weekend. So always a great place that, you know, that has been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's an Academy Award winning movie, by the way. Yep. My favorite actress, Jane Fonda, was in that one. Just want to say, as a kid, I thought, you know, Barbarella there. Woo.
Yep.
So the events at the Sandlot County Museum grounds are going to have music, popcorn, popsicles, the cool-off, lots of good old-fashioned fun, horse and wagon rides, and museum tours. If you have not had an opportunity to see the grounds, it's really grown, and it's a really great place to visit. It will eat up some time, you know, from then up to the fireworks at dusk, because they're going to do this from 3 to 5, but after 5 o'clock, there'll be entertainment down at the park, right?
Yeah, there's open mic that they're going to have down there. Some folk bands are going to be down there. The Black River Blues Band is down there. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff going down. And then there's a couple vendors down there at the park. The fire department's doing a hot dog and nacho stand, and then the Harbor Commission's doing popcorn and pop, so there's, you know, some stuff to eat down there too while you're at it.
And you know, the fireworks will go off at dusk. That's when it gets dark, folks. Probably around 10 o'clock. Where will they be firing them? They're firing them off at the brick wall once again.
Yeah, yep. They'll be firing them off at the south wall. Is where they fire them off at every year, which is the safest place. There's really not a bad seat either. I mean, a lot of people go to the north wall and watch them. The park. You can actually, there's some seating down at the south wall as well. So,
and use and I've always cashed in my old paper route connections and cashed in my favors there, able to park at any house down there in that lecture. I delivered that whole road there, I remember. So it was a great scenery. Or just go down, like you said, down to the beach. It's a great view to see that. And it will, they will be safely fired off. By the way, I repeat the story many times, the amount of training that the fire department does and the police department, if you recall, a few years back, there was an explosion there. And boom, you guys were on the mark, tight. You knew exactly what to do. There was actually no talking out there. It was boom, you went into action. So the safety was, you know, extraordinary that happened, and it saved that man's life, I recall it also.
I've talked to him periodically throughout the years, and he's fine now.
Is that the group that is still coming up, or who do you have firing him off?
Actually, it's the same company. Ace Pyrotechnics is actually the same company. But after that whole incident happened, that guy and his crew retired. They said that, you know, once they had an accident,
that was a sign.
They're done. Well, you know, he said that, you know, once that happens, we either get complacent or something.
Right.
You know, he said, so we have to save ourselves, which is understandable. So,
but I'm sure he was very thankful about the precautions that were taken. So,
yes, he was very thankful, and he has no detriment from it. So,
By the way, at 5:30 to 8 p.m., the St. John Lutheran, all the churches are doing something special here. Ice cream and pie social, and I think they're gonna have a little bit of a dinner, hot dogs and chips.
Yep.
Quilt raffle also at St. John Lutheran Church in Port Sanlac. That's the one right on that main street.
Yep, it's just north of the Four Corners, about a quarter to a half mile north of Port Sanlac.
And they also have a building with air conditioned comfort for those who need it also for the heat and all that.
Yep.
Go to the website, portsanlac.net, and there are many events coming up, especially this month is going to get real busy for you guys coming up here.
Real busy. So after the 4th of July celebration, we have the Summer Festival coming up. The Summer Festival has music at the park. They have kids games on Saturday and Sunday. There's
the fire department
breakfast.
Beverage tent.
Yeah, that's always a big hit on Saturday nights for a lot of the alumni from the area come back there for Saturday night. And we have our pancake breakfast with the fire department on Saturday and Sunday as well.
From the beverage tent to pancakes, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. People bounce back. it's a great pick-me-up in the morning.
Yeah,
so.
I bet it is. Hair of the dog there, too.
Yeah. So. And then after that, we have the Blues Festival. That's going to be in Port St. Lac. They have 9 different bands that are coming for the Blues Festival.
It'll be Friday and Saturday, right?
Friday and Saturday, yep.
And by the way, you just bring your lawn chairs, and it's right there in the park. I've never been, nobody's ever been there. The sound quality is great. It's great scenery. They have that harbor behind you and the lake there also. It's a great Blues Festival. It's been going on. Now going on, it's what?
6 year.
6 year.
6 year, yeah.
I've attended it every year, so one of the days. So.
Huge crowd, craft beers, different food vendors down there. So, yeah, that goes on all day on Saturday and Sunday. So,
all right, Brian Moran Jr., and go to PortSanLac.net. The Port Sanlac Independence Star Spangled Celebration is on Saturday, July 6th. Get there early. If you can, there's the Methodist Church will have a strawberry social at 11 o'clock. For those who are in the parade, line up about 1 o'clock at the St. Mary's Catholic Church. Is that what it's called now still?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
In Port Sanlac, if you're going to be in the parade, will kick off at 2 p.m. and then the other activities starting 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and then down at the park also. Visit all your patrons and businesses also. And, of course, the fireworks at dusk. Go to PortSanlac.net for the other activities later this summer. Brian Moran, Jr., thank you.
Thank you for having me.